The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
We're glad you found us. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Are you ready to create a life that's intentional and dynamic? Welcome to The Intentional Spirit with your host, Reverend Temple Hayes.
And welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for being here, and thank you for being intentional. Oh, my goodness. Wow. What a journey this is. This is absolutely the greatest moment that we've ever lived, and as long as you know that, as long as you call that in, and as long as you have that expectation, well, that's what it's going to be. So each and every week, I have the good pleasure and privilege of talking to people from all over the world to share with you visions they've had, missions they've had, gifts they have, talents they have, in order that creates an intentional space that because of their efforts, because of their willingness, because of their sacred stories, they create things. They create ideas, they create concepts, they create books, but they create ways in which not only to share what people are capable of creating, but also to give you the courage out there as a listener to know everything that's happened to you, kind and unkind, has shape-shifted you to the ability to prepare you for what is yet to come. So it's kind of like that refrigerator magnet says, if the best hasn't come, it's not over yet. So that being said, it's my pleasure to have as our guest today, Dr. Aileen Curtin. So, Dr. Aileen, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a magnet. You're amazing. I could talk the whole show about who you are, but give us a little background about you.
Yes. Well, firstly, thank you, Temple, for inviting me on as a guest. I am truly honored. I'm originally from Ireland, spent the first 27 years of my life in Ireland, grew up in Southwest part of Ireland near the Atlantic Ocean, and I became a teacher and elementary teacher at the age of 21 and spent several years teaching as a Gaelic language teacher in Ireland, and then won a green card lottery that brought me to the United States in 1989 and went via Kansas City and then on to Dallas, Texas for the next 30 years. So I have spent my life as an educator in the public school system, at the university system, at Texas Wesleyan University. And in the last couple of years now, here in St. Petersburg, Florida. And so I've been an educator, also a spiritual seeker. I was raised Catholic, but in my early 20s just started moving away from a lot of the Catholic dogma that I was raised with. And I have spent my life seeking and always learning and growing. And I would say all around 2006, 2007, I discovered many things. Yoga was one of them, A Course in Miracles and the work of Marianne Williamson, and then after that the work of Unity and New Thought. And so since then, I have set my path of, while working as an educator in the university setting, but also working and developing myself, growing myself spiritually. And that's in a nutshell.
Well, that's a very quick version of a rich and a wonderful life. So
it is. I have lots more that I could add.
Oh my gosh! Yes, you're just absolutely fascinating. So for all of you that are tuning in, what Dr. Aileen and I wanted to talk about today, and I will continue to refer to her as Aileen, is that if you're just tuning in, we want you to go to illi.org. That's I-L-L-L-I.org, illi.org. We are the proud owners and parents of an online university. And I wanted to share a little background with you of how that came into manifestation. Is that through the years, I really took some of the principles that we were taught in New Thought literal, and that you're a difference maker, you're an original idea, you're unique, and be that accordingly. And don't spend your life, you know, fitting in a box. And so for me, it's about your path and how your path unfolds. And so it wasn't like I set out to be just Unity or just Science of Mind or just AGMT or just this or that. I just set out to live out my soul's mission. And like many of you, I've spent my whole life understanding the depth of what that can mean. But all that said, along the way, I became both a Science of Mind CSL, doctorate in CSL. And I really consider that the teaching is the same. And I've always said, if people don't understand it's the same, then, well, that's a far-fetched to stop telling people there's oneness in the world if we don't get that we're cousins. So people started calling me and asking me, what do? I go to Unity, but I'm Science of Mind. I do this and I do that. So anyway, it was just things started appearing on the path that made me go deeper. Like, why does this stuff keep coming up? You know, what is this about? And then I started looking at how few students every year apply to be a spiritual leader in these types of organizations when we ought to have hundreds, right, Aileen? I mean, you would think that we would have hundreds of people that want to take our teachings and add it to whatever they're doing. You know, you can be a realtor, you can be a doctor, you can be a nurse, you can be a mother, you can be whatever your role is. You can always benefit from being a spiritual leader. So through that exploration, and as I started looking at why we also aren't creating leaders that create large works, and we're beginning to minimize our greatness and apologize or make it normal. Well, you know, people just don't go to church these days. Well, no, that's not true, because there's too many to prove that idea wrong. People don't want to go to that church these days. So I started looking at how we are lessening our values about we ought to be the largest spiritual centers in the world. And why is that happening? So underneath that, I started seeing that part of it is the way that people are developed. And rarely in the movements that exist today are we learning from people that have actually done it. We're learning from people that have techniques, they have concepts, they have graphs, they have charts, but they haven't ever really taken a church from a few hundred to tens of thousands of people all over the world. So thus, because I'm not going to monopolize this conversation, but I needed to set it up. Thus, what happened is I went into deep prayer and said, here I am, Lord, here I am, law, here I am, life. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but if I'm supposed to do something about this, then you need to show me some kind of answer. So lo and behold, about 2 weeks later, Dr. Aileen Curtin, an educator of university forever, all her life, written curriculum for PhDs, brilliant person, walks into my doors and we have an appointment. And she starts talking about how she would have pursued ministry, but it was too much of almost a step back, not egotistically, but it wasn't being custom made to fit her. Aileen, take over.
Yes, and so when I made my appointment to see you, Temple, if you remember, it was sometime maybe September, early October of 2018, I believe. Yes, and so when I went to talk to you, I wanted to know, should I go Science of Mind, should I go Unity? But then at the same time, I was hesitant. I looked at, I thought this is going to take me another 5, 6, 7 years. And I kept thinking, but I want to do what it is I want to do now. I have spent my life as an educator. I have helped students create dissertations, to write, to teach, to be lead, to be superintendents. And I thought, and my feeling was, why do I have to step back and go through all of these courseworks again of a lot of knowledge that I already know, and go through a process of several years? And so when we started to talk, we began to realize that a lot of the way of the old paradigm of creating leaders is about breaking people down, rather than taking them from where they are and empowering them. And when I met you and I sat in your office and you handed me a piece of paper and you said, if I were to hand you your ministerial license right now, what would you do? And I said, I would still do what I'm doing right now. And I said, that is teach and create courses, because one of the obstacles in my mind was that you either had to be fully licensed or credentialed in order to teach a course at a Unity Church or a Science of Mind. And many people have a lot of knowledge and wisdom and life experience without necessarily having that piece of paper. So it was. So our intent was, how do we make this whole process of creating and developing leaders seamless, taking people with the gifts that they already have and maybe the gifts that they are unable to see within themselves, and grow that individual to simply empower you. Yes, you cannot, you want to teach a course, and from my own perspective as an educator, truly the best way to learn something is to teach others. And so having people step forward, we've always lived with this paradigm in education that you have to complete all of your courses of studies, and then when you have been approved and passed this final exam, and then you can go ahead and start to do it. So it's always projecting people somewhere out into the future. But what about growing people now? You want to teach? Well, you step out and you start doing this now. You want to move into ministry? Well, you start creating whatever it is that you want to do. And so that was more or less where we started. And I do want to add on that when I went to talk to you that day, I had always had a vision about being involved in a center for education, healing, and enlightenment. And as an educator for 35 some years, I used to think, okay, one day when I leave the university system, I want to work in a holistic educational environment that doesn't just separate the body from the mind, from the spirit. And I used to actually look at ads and I'd see if there was jobs out there. And when I sat with you in my office that day, my whole body just, I got goosebumps, because I thought, oh my God, no wonder I've got to be part of creating this. And so I suddenly realized in that moment that that was what I had spent my entire life doing, creating degree programs, creating, I actually was involved in the creation of schools, and in that moment I just smiled, because I knew, oh my goodness, that is my calling. My soul's mission is to create this institute of online learning where I get to be part of applying all of my skill set for 35 years to help you, Temple, to begin.
It's just been an incredible journey in how it has come together. And I think that that is such a significant truth of what you just said, because, and it's what I say often, not only to myself, but to other people, as far as a teaching point. You know, our key is that we say what, and we allow the universe to figure out how. Because if I spent my time thinking about that I was doing it and I didn't know, I knew what I wanted to see, but I didn't know how to create a university. I mean, it would have seemed so big to me, and I would have gone, where will that fit in the calendar? and I would have dismissed it. And I've found that many times through the years in talking to spiritual leaders, they'll call me and ask me, well, how do you do that? Or how do you have all these courses? Or how do you have these programs? And how do you do all that? And the moment I begin to talk, they'll start sharing about how they have this conversation, this dialogue about, well, I can't take on one more thing. And I, you know, and I'll say, well, I didn't say I was going to do it. You know, I am going to invoke or call in and know the right people will show up, you know. So that being said, the power is that then you pay attention to what, you know, what shows up and what comes into that reality. I mean, that's where the power is. That's the energy of that.
And you know, in that moment, yes, and in that moment I realized, oh my goodness, this is what I knew that was what I needed to step into.
Absolutely. And we just felt it. It was one of those divine connections.
And that was in whatever that time, October 2018. And then that began, right? That's where we began.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to highlight, Aileen, that one of the things that's talk about multitasking, one of the things that's going on behind the scenes, and I want to make sure that everyone can hear you. So I'm going to do that to make sure everyone's hearing you through our feed. Please, someone let me know if otherwise. We were delayed today getting on Facebook Live because I also wanted this to be on our Facebook page. But Facebook decided last week, I guess, that you've got to go through a whole new channel in order to be Facebook Live. So, Alan, I just changed the settings. Alan's coming on with us. Thank you for being with us. And let me know if you can hear them now. Let me know if you can hear my guests now because I just changed the settings to see. Okay, so I'm getting sounding great here. Okay, all right, there we go. So anyway, apologies that we're late getting started, but we didn't realize you had to download Firefox today. So I'm talking with Dr. Aileen Curtin. She is the Dean of Education at the online university that we founded over a year ago, because we saw a need for spiritual lifelong learning programs. And we also saw a really strong, essential need for people growing in spiritual leadership. And so we really wanted to offer that, because to me, developing as a spiritual leader, and I want to repeat, it doesn't mean you necessarily are going to give up your J-O-B. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to walk away from something that you're really blessed and esteemed and very creative with. But I knew in my heart that we, you know, really had to do better in how we create spiritual leaders in the world. Like so many of you, I want people to have some of the greatest teachings in the world. And in order for that to happen, we need tribal leaders all over the world. We need people being taught or trained, or more so than anything, we need people to realize they already have what they need, and we're just going to help them unravel, you know, what's in the way. And so that's kind of how the path started, was to go to our hearts as founders of this Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning International, and to ask ourselves, what is missing? And one of the things that I noted when I applied for ministerial school is no one ever really asked me, once you get this degree or once you get this sheet of paper or once we say, oh, 5 years later, we're giving you permission to say you can do this, nobody ever asked me what I wanted to do. You know, nobody sat down with me as the vision of my life and asked me, what do you want to shape shift your life into? It's 10 years from now. You've already graduated. What do you want to be? What do you visualize for that? And that's a big missing, is that we're not asking people, what do you want to do with the education or the opportunities that we are providing you with? The other thing is that we often aren't honoring where other people come from. And I find that very exciting. We have a number of students now that are in the ministerial program of the Institute that Aileen and I and others have been working on, but more so me, and definitely more so her, and a curriculum. And it's just wonderful working with these students and asking them, you know, in their development, what are your life experiences that we can not deny, but that we can incorporate in what you're doing here. So that was kind of the birth of the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning. And I said, you know, I have all kind of guests on this show. I've been doing it for 12 years or so. And I want to be on a guest on the show today. And Dr. Aileen, we need you as a guest on the show today because we need to talk about our brainchild.
That's right.
Yeah, we want to share our brainchild because you can just be a better tribal leader within your family and benefit from an ongoing development of yourself. And we're real busy teaching spiritual leaders how to have a music department, or, you know, how to have a kids department, or this is your A group and this is your B group and this is your C group. We're not spending enough time and awareness developing in the humanity, the depth and the core of the person, so that they can really serve people through all of the changing times, such as the times we're in right now. You know, that we don't need leaders standing up and going, what are we going to do? You know, who wants to drive across town and yes. and try to help somebody figure something out? We need to, as core leaders, stand with any storm and stand there and say, there's a universal intelligence that's going to guide all of us, and let's pave the way. Let's pave the way, not let's go lay down in a cave, not let's just assume that it's never going to be the same. No, no, no. Let's come from a consciousness that is going to be better than ever and lead from that. That's what leadership is all about. And we need more. And those of you that are tuning in, Teresa and John and Helene, some of you I know, Alan, you know, you're leading and wherever you are. But we work on further developing. I tell people all the time, as the spiritual leader here of the campus, and we're global and growing all the time. And I said, we notice, I said, we are, I didn't say I is. Aileen, I know that's not good English,
yes.
But all that said, we're growing all the time. But for me, it's because I remain a lifelong learner. It's because every faculty member here remains a lifelong learner. There is always something, a nugget. And I tell people, the day you see me stand on a stage and say that I don't need to learn anything else, I trust somebody will tell me to go sit down. I invite them to tell me that my days are over, because we're always wanting to develop. We're always wanting to grow, learn a new way of looking at something. And one of the biggest ones, I think, with leaders is learning how to cope with confrontation. And confrontation simply means to come in front of something. That's all it means. And the best growth that our community has ever had is because many of us have done some inner work about connection, and we are comfortable with comments and what wisdom is in there, you know, for us to learn. Well, Aileen, I'm just going to town.
No,
and I want to recognize John Scott. He says he's a good friend of Richard Fox. So shout out to many of you tuning in, and Teresa, we see you. And just grateful that you're tuning in to us here on not only Unity Live, that you're probably listening another time, but on Facebook Live. And please share it if you're enjoying some of the wisdom that's coming from it. Really appreciate it.
Yeah,
so, Aileen, wow, yes, here we are.
So what you said, Temple, about leaders and is that leaders develop other leaders, and you don't just set yourself apart from your either in your workplace or your community. An effective leader is somebody who is going to develop other leaders around himself or herself, so that there isn't it, so every person has the ability to develop their own power, their own skills, make their own decisions without relying on just one leader, because that's the old paradigm. You've got one person in charge, spiritual leader, this is the way it goes, this is my way or the highway. And that is not the basis for unity, or and I'm talking about collective consciousness, not just unity church per se. And if we are believe that we are consciousness and that we are moving into oneness and unity, then we also are always growing, and I'm not the same person that I was yesterday or 2 days ago. If I take a course today on ili.org and I learn more about, one of the courses, I've already changed because I've taken that core, so it has changed me. And so that's the whole idea. We're always consciously, always evolving.
Thanks for joining us. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to The Intentional Spirit with Reverend Temple Hayes.
Welcome back, everyone, and we're so glad you're here. We're having a wonderful show today as I'm sitting and having tea with someone that has become such a tremendous, important, and valuable and dear friend in my life, Dr. Aileen Curtin. And we're talking about the creation of a university online which further enhances people to continue to have a vibrant life and to look at how they can be successful. And one of the things we've started doing is we feel so dedicated is that we've started offering courses at no cost. Dr. Aileen, why don't you tell our listeners about the course, the 40-Day Abundance course, because now in our society is a good time for people to have that course, and we're offering it for free.
Yes, and that's thanks to Reverend Christine Hardwick, and she's one of our newer ministers at First Unity. She's a Science of Mind minister, and what the course is, she has taken the work of one of the Science of Mind, I can't recall the name of the book again, but it's based on abundance. And so during this time when people feel like, oh, I've lost my job, I'm not getting my money, my source, my income. So it's a way to bring people back to recognizing that there is no institution or power outside of ourselves that can block our flow of abundance. So it's bringing people back to realize that you can realize that God, or how you label it, is your source of abundance, and that we all have access to that infinite supply. And it's a way of doing daily affirmations, and you do them with Reverend Christine. You do it over 40 days, and there are 10 days, and then you repeat it over for another 4 times for a total of 40 days. So it's a wonderful work that she has created. She created this course, and of course during our time of of social isolation. She created the video herself, and she asked that she wanted this to be available for people who are feeling stuck in their life, maybe going to a place of blame and seeing outside as their lack. So the course is designed to help improve people's focus and energy and to reconnect them to the true source of abundance.
It's really powerful, and I've heard a lot of good feedback about it already, that it's really dynamic and really.
And I want to add, she's an example of our many faculty members we have 21 courses already created. She's an example of one of our faculty members who wants to empower others. And she created this course in her own home because she wasn't able to come in and be videotaped like we do many of the other courses. And she really wanted this to get out into the world. That's a difference maker. And these are the individuals that we have as faculty members who are coming in. It's not about the ego or look at me, I know how to do this, I'm going to teach you. And she has given that from her heart. So.
Yeah, it makes a big difference when you have people that are supportive in your life and they don't have an agenda for you, but they have that inner deep listening and can hold a space so that you can discover it as you go along. I mean, originally that was the intention of the word educate. The word really means to draw out, and that's one of the biggest difficulties that we have now with the educational systems of our children, unless you're, you know, paying for a gifted school or something of that nature, you know, our children are just taught and rote how to prepare their mind so that they can pass the big test so that they can get into college. And I'm not saying that all of it is wrong or goodness, any of that. But I will say, even with myself in school, it was boring and dated, and it didn't feed some of my gifts and my skill sets. So then I acted out in school because it just didn't feed me, or the teachers didn't act like they wanted to be there.
Oh, I know. You've opened up my Pandora's box now, Temple, with that.
Yeah, topic. I mean, that's a... There are, there are Helene Leposky who's tuning in. She'll get this. You know, there's people that are in professions that they probably need to retire out of those professions or reassess why are they in them. You know, it's like I stand up every Sunday morning on live stream and I tell people, you know, if you don't believe that you're serving the greatest spiritual community in the world, then you need to go deeper within yourself and ask yourself why. Because if you don't believe that, then nobody else is going to believe that. And it's like life is that way. It doesn't mean that you have to be in charge or be overseeing a community. It's everything you do. It's like a wonderful person said to me a while ago in our cafe as I was walking through, they said, you have the most fabulous day. I trust you're going to have the most fabulous day. And I said, I already am, because I decided that when I woke up this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not an afterthought.
And I wanted to add to that, because I started teaching in 1983 in Ireland, and we were educated
all the way in the philosophy. Because you can't be too much over 40 now, you young thing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, you know what? I'm very thankful that Tahir died, because it certainly takes off a lot of the years. But I am, but I lovingly always say, you know, I was trained as a teacher in Ireland, and we were always trained under the philosophies of John Dewey. And if you read John Dewey, he says we should be educating children for now, not for some far off future. And then when I went out into the world teaching, that's all I ever did. We were, you know, teaching the same curriculum, a standardized curriculum. Every seven-year-old has to be subjected to the same curriculum, an eight-year-old, and we follow along in this process. And our whole educational paradigm has been set up for preparing our young people for this long off future. And I was similar to you, Temple, when I was growing up. The only thing that gave me joy was 30 minutes of physical education that I could do once a week. And I lived for that 30 minutes. And I actually wanted to be a physical education teacher growing up, but I couldn't because I had to be guided in a certain way. And so, you know, my life has turned out the way it has meant to be. I have no issues or whatever. But what I've realized as a teacher that children are not, should be exposed to a variety of different curriculum, should be able to do art and music and movement. And so if you go to your average public school today, it's all about discipline, children being quiet, children having their heads down in a desk. I could go on forever about it. And so, yes, I'm with you. We're not, our children nowadays that are being born are not going to sit still for very long. And they have made, you know, a lot of our challenges in our public school system is the consciousness of these very children who are saying, wake up, we are not taking this anymore. I took it in my generation, or I would have been beaten or, you know, corporal punishment. But this generation are much wiser. They are have a different consciousness, and the education system that fit us no longer fits them. So change is here.
Yes, and it really is. And for many, many years I've had and done panels here and opening the door for educators to realize that we are stagnating children, and we put so much energy. First of all, for so many kids, we develop the keeping up with the Joneses, so to speak, and that you have to go to a certain college, and many of them, that means you have to go into debt. It's so sad when you see a lot of these young people getting out of college, they're $125,000, $165,000 in debt, and that doesn't mean that they are even going to find a position for which they have spent all of that money and that investment. And for your average person to pay back $165,000, mm-hmm. I've met many people who are 50 and 60 years old still paying, you know, for their college degree, and with a level of resentment on that, I might add. So one of the things is to focus on that competitiveness of what you're making on your SAT. And and I've laughed and said in my whole life, for anything I've ever applied for, nobody's ever asked me, what did I make on my SAT score? You know, I mean, no, but that's never been relevant at all. It ought to be the sole activating truth of your life, the sole activating truth of your life. And that's what the Institute for Leadership, I put it in the comments so you can find it. If you're tuning in an audible way, it's easy to find. You can go back on Unity Online Radio or go to my website, templehayes.com. But we're really about, Dr. Aileen and I are really about the information that will ground a person shamanically to become more of a multifaceted human being. You want to surround yourself in your life by many interesting people. And one of the greatest learnings that I've had on this journey, Aileen, is not just surrounding myself with people like me, but people that are from many walks of life, because that's where the richness comes.
That's right. And I also, from my own perspective, it's always been, what I've learned is being open to a different point of view, a different way of looking at things. And I always lovingly say I left Catholic Ireland, which I thought was, you know, brutal at the time I was growing up in, and I ended up in Texas, which was very Baptist. And I learned, you know, if I hadn't had that experience, I wouldn't have learned to understand. And so now, you know, so nowadays we live in an age where we can now go, we can access through the internet. You can learn more and see different points of view and perspectives without necessarily having to travel or immigrate or be in those spaces. And so when I've learned in my life, when I stand still, push my ego aside and open up my mind to understand where the point of view where somebody else is coming from, that is growth in awareness. And I believe that's what we are all here for on this earth, to grow in awareness and understanding people who have a different perspective or a religion or background, and opening up our minds to all, to continually learn and to understand.
Yes, and the other part of it is that we must get better in all walks of life. And so please don't say you're not a leader, because wherever you are, you're modeling something. And wherever you are, you're mirroring something, you know, and how you model your physiological self, how you're mirroring with your facial expressions and all those things, you're leading someone. Because someone is paying attention to you. Another person, a vibration of a pet. Oh, yeah. We are impacting, you know, all the time. So I think one of the biggest things is to name it and claim it and own it, you know, that you are a leader, and own it in a deeper way of what that means. It's the greatest joy that one can ever have in one's life. And it's a responsibility, and it's how you respond to the responsibility of the depth, you know, of what that means. And so I've always been one of these people, instead of getting further out, get further in, you know, further in and open your heart to what is possible, because so many people are going to, you know, in your life, they're going to question you. But please keep in mind, and this will almost make me cry, 95% of the time, they're not questioning you. They're questioning themselves. Mm-hmm. So don't respond to people's opinions of you as that is law. Respond to working with the real law of life that has your name on it, that made sure that you as a star was born in this incarnation. That's where you want to put your energy. And that is our responsibility. That's why I laugh so often and say, if you're over 30 and you're still blaming your parents, please, please stop. You know, please stop doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great advice. I love that. That is, and I love the idea, you know, also that we are, our role in this world is to shine our light and the star that we are within us. And I don't know if you're aware of this, Temple, but when I teach yoga as a quiet meditation every Monday night, we always take a star position and we always quote you, and I'd love to say it. And this is from Reverend Temple Hayes, to wish upon a star is progress, but to know you are the star is evolution. And we repeat those words because that is the essence of what we are doing at illy.org, is helping people through these courses to move past their limitations and to just grow in their light. And that, by the way, I'd like to add, is for anybody who's listening, is create that course. So I would encourage people, if you have something you want to share, teach it. So I don't know if we want to address that, Temple, or we also want difference makers who want to create courses with us as well.
Absolutely. Hey, girl, this is part of your making too. So
I'm absolutely here. I'm the lady who,
if you're out there
and you have something you want to share or a course to create, I am the lady you contact. So you will see me there on the website, you'll see the contact information, as well as people who are interested in taking. So we're interested in giving and taking, as it were, people who take courses, but also people who want to give back and teach courses.
Absolutely. And we're not just going to create and continue to create courses for adults. We're also, we have a whole level of courses that we're going to be offering for children, especially for the gifted children, because we have a local school here that is doing phenomenal things, the Creative Play School. So many things will be forthcoming. And I just want to respond to one of the grandchildren of Helene that's tuning on. The granddaughter said maybe that the school system will realize that an 8-hour job with homework for a few hours after may not be the right way. Isn't that the most interesting thing? You know, I read one time in a speaking class, it's the story of why the subway is the width that it is. And it goes on and on and on about ultimately it goes way back forever in history. And the subway is the same width of two horses, their rear ends, and going through the trails. And whether that's relevant or not, what I found being so fascinated, being around brilliant people, is, and especially with the teaching that teaches you to be aware when a thinker is unleashed. I mean, the whole point of all this is to hang on, hold on, stand for your originality. It amazes me how many people wind up being in a box, you know, of just being in a box. Yeah. And I think that is one of our greatest assets that's innate and natural as a soul, is our soul asks questions. Our soul wants to understand something. It's not just going to do something because somebody said, this is what you're supposed to do. If a person is guided in that way, they have low self-esteem. So to create this esteem that is naturally divine and given to us from God, it requires us to ask ourselves, and of why do I drive to work this way every day? Why am I going to work here every day? You see what I mean? You start to peel the layers of the onion away to get the answers. And it's important to, not in a way of obsession or not in a way that you're not enough or that you're coming from some kind of woundology, but ask your questions of why you're responding to things a certain way. Because it's powerful to learn that often the new is coming in. And the reason we're experiencing a level of vulnerability or being uncomfortable is because we're blocking that space from happening. And that's what I've found to be true. Because I'm going to tell you, I love my life. I find it amazing. I survived myself. I survived alcoholism. Been sober soon be 33 years. I never knew that I would love my life from the start that I had or anything like that. But if you had told me that I would be getting involved in one more thing,
I know
that I would be involved in a university that educates spiritual leaders and leaders in community and everything else, I would have thought, are you kidding me? But when we when we pray, or we say, or we speak, or we invoke every day, I am here to fulfill my soul's mission. I want to pay attention. I want to be intentional. And I want to keep my heart open. You will be so impressed and amazed with what comes your way. And I'm so grateful, Aileen Curtin, that you said yes.
I know, yes, because in that moment, I knew it was yes, because in my life, I've always recognized that calling. And I think for me, people ask me, how could you leave Ireland? And I said, how could I say no to an opportunity? So for me, it has always been, I've followed my spirit. I had no idea when I was growing up in Ireland, I'd ever end up in the United States. I've always followed my soul's whisper, as I call it. And so for me to say yes was something that I was going to do. And I do know what it's like to break out of the box, by the way. I've always told people this is the first time in my life I'm no longer institutionalized, because I've worked in school systems. I've worked in very, very highly bureaucratic, heavily institutions that have lots of layers of that. So I am having the greatest time of my life. And so thank you, Temple, for this opportunity to be part of it. I am definitely opening up to my own joy within myself.
Well, it's on the collective, you know, and that's the whole thing, is together all of us are always more. And I'm seeing some of the amazing people that are joining us today, and it just touches our heart to have you be part of this show. I'd love if you would leave in your comments some shows that you would like to have, some guests that you would like to have, some experiences, or if you want to be a guest as well. I'd love to know more about that and to have you part of this great experience in any way, because it's an open door of, you know, what is possible in our lives. That's for sure. It's the magic of creation that's always knocking on our door, and yet we have to turn the key. We have to open it, you know, for it to be revealed to us. But Dr. Aileen and I would love to hear from you. You can always reach me at templehaze@gmail.com, or you can go on illi.org. That's ILLI.org. I want to thank all of you that continue to support Unity Online Radio. It has always been one of the things each and every week that I look forward to. And the staff at Unity Online Radio with Diane Ray and Jeff and Lewis, I mean, those are the people that we need to thank behind the scenes, because they make everything effortless. I mean, for many of us, yeah, we have some Facebook Live issues and things like that, but they put a lot of work into making this the show for the awakening world. And we want everybody in the world. I mean, if you read anything online and any title in a newspaper, the answer is what all of us offer. Not one person, but on the collective. It's the kind of teachings that we teach that really make all the difference. You can join me at templehaze.com or firstunity.org. And Dr. Aileen Curtin, amazing, extraordinaire professor. What are the closing few words for 15 seconds that you have for us?
Get to the website, illi.org. Email me, contact me, check us out. Just see what we're all about. It'll answer a lot of your questions.
A blessing.
And I would say keep on learning. Being a lifelong learner is somebody who is always happy, engaged in life, and lives their fullest lives. So keep on learning.
And you can outlive your life expectancy many times over. That's for sure.
But, yes.
It's been
but have
privilege.
The hair dye. Have some hair dye just in case. I know.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Life is hard, and sometimes you need a little help and guidance. I'm Laura West, host of a Guided Life podcast, and I believe that help is all around us. We just have to ask for it. The universe has a way of guiding us forward with the help of our past loved ones, angels, spirit guides, and ascended masters. On the podcast, I love to explore these ideas with incredible guests and let people know that they are never alone. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you can join me on this journey. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm network and wherever you get your podcasts.